Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Here's your NBC 12 forecast on News Radio WRVA. A high of 77 degrees today, which seems just crazy for the first day of November. But a beautiful day, lots of sunshine, a 10% chance of some sort of rain in the evening. I don't count on that. Tomorrow, though, an 80% chance of thunderstorms, so you should keep your umbrella handy. It's 57 degrees right now at Richmond's News, Weather, and Traffic Station, News Radio WRVA. Yeah, so what do you think? We are less than 1 week away from the midterm elections. Next Tuesday, everybody who hadn't voted early gets the chance to go to the polls and cast a vote in a couple of different races here in Virginia. The congressional seats all up for re-election, and that Senate seat currently held by Tim Kaine, Corey Stewart challenging him. So there's a lot on the line here for Republicans and Democrats and for the average voter. Ben Tribbett is the Democratic consultant known online as Not Larry Sabato. And Ben, I'm glad to have you here. Now, back in 2016, I was one of the few people broadcasting. I was on the BBC World Broadcast, and I was the only person on the panel who said Donald Trump might win tonight. They all laughed at me at the beginning of the show, and then 5 hours later, they were crying, no kidding. And then it was last year that you were the one who was saying, hey, Democrats are going to have a great year and Republicans might not even hold on to the House of Delegates. And you were right. So between the two of us, I figure we might be in good shape here. What do you think's going to happen on Tuesday? You think this is, you know, down to a couple of hundred, a couple of thousand votes in most of these key congressional races? Or is it a, you know, lopsided win for Democrats?
Well, I think it's evolving as it's going on. I think a week ago we were looking at much, much closer elections in a lot of places. Now you're starting to see some pickup of the Democrats nationally.
And what do you attribute that to?
I think there was a little bit of a bounce to the Republicans in early October around the Supreme Court, and I think it's starting to wear off a little bit. I think in the Trump era, you just news stories don't stick around the way they used to.
Mm-hmm. And what about the caravan? Now that that's back, once we got through the fake bombs and this horrible synagogue shooting, the president's doing his best to make sure that people focus on that story, which I don't think is an illegitimate story. I don't think it's just ponied up for the elections. But do you think that that moves anybody who wasn't previously aware of it as we get closer to Tuesday?
Right. I think at this point, because the Democrats are a little bit ahead, I think that the president's just trying to move out Republican-based voters to try to catch up rather than really going after independents. And, what that's going to help them potentially save are seats like Virginia 7th or Virginia 5th, but seats like, say, the 10th in Virginia are long gone.
Absolutely. You think?
Yeah, I mean, I think the 10th and the 2nd, actually, in Virginia Beach are both definitely going to flip. And I think the Republican national strategy is really about districts like the 7th and 5th that look like they could flip, but they have a longtime Republican DNA to them, where they're trying to find that those longtime Republican voters to just put them over the top by a few votes.
Now, Barbara Comstock in the 10th has had some success at holding on. People have counted her out before in a lot of different races that she's run. What is it you think has changed the dynamic there? Just the opposition to Donald Trump, they're going to take it out on her?
Yeah, and I think that she was stronger in her House of Delegates district when she was a delegate. Since she's been in Congress, you know, she ran in a Republican wave year and won in 14. Yeah. And I think her win in 2016 was really mostly about Republican voters in the 10th district, which is another district that had been historically Republican, that were voting for Hillary Clinton because they really didn't like Donald Trump in the D.C. suburbs. They wanted to check Hillary Clinton. They didn't really want her policies to go through. And I think that after Donald Trump got elected, the world changed there.
When we talk about the 7th and Dave Brat and Abigail Spanberger, man, this just keeps going. Every day there's a story that pops up. And, you know, we've been covering this this videotape that the Spamberger campaign released today, showing ostensibly at least a Project Veritas undercover volunteer that they claim to have discovered. And I have been bombarded while we've been on the air today with people who were saying, are you sure that that's true? Are you sure that this isn't some dirty trick to make it look like Project Veritas was embedded in their campaign? I mean, I am assuming that what we have been told is correct, but it's interesting to me that so many people are so skeptical that they're you know, emailing the guy on the radio in the morning, calling out calling into question something that maybe a couple of years ago they would have just rolled on with. That shows you how tense this thing is in the 7th District.
Yeah, I mean, it's really tight. And obviously, I don't have any firsthand information on, you know, what exactly happened there. It doesn't seem to be the smartest move for a group like Project Veritas to try to infiltrate, you know, the Democratic candidate who's a former CIA agent's office. I think they probably could have found a softer target.
That's a good point. That's a good one. Would assume that maybe they have a little more savvy about that kind of thing than other candidates. That's true.
Yeah. So,
but what do you think? You know, with all the money, I mean, I assume Abigail Spamberger is just going to blow it out over the next several days and spend the money that she has amassed, a lot of it from out of state. But she's got that advantage over Dave Brown.
Sure. Look, I mean, candidate quality matters. Spamberger is one of the better Democratic candidates around the country. But what I think that you have to keep looking at in this district is, even in the wave last year, and Ralph Northam won the biggest win for any Democratic candidate for governor since 1985 statewide, the seat voted for Ed Gillespie. So it was a narrowly Republican seat, even in the blue wave of last year. So, you know, the math favors Dave Brat. And Spamberger's, you know, going to have an uphill fight with the math all the way till Election Day. What seems like it's happening that sort of trended this thing to be a toss-up is not just the money, but the Democratic enthusiasm in the suburbs is what's keeping this so close.
In the 5th, it's Denver Riggleman versus Ms. Coburn, and we've had both of them on the air here. How do you think that thing shakes out? I mean, they're both relative unknowns. I'm assuming that they've worked really hard on the ground to make sure that their voters have met them. But, you know, in the end, what do you think is going to happen?
You know, again, the math favors Riggleman. I'm surprised that he doesn't have a larger lead. I think the fact that it's trending so close is surprising because I think, you know, when you talk about candidate quality, you know, compare Spamberger to Coburn, and Spamberger is a far better candidate. But because it's an open seat and because Riggleman has just, for whatever reason, not gained the traction that Republican candidates usually do there, that race is a little bit closer. But if I was in Las Vegas, I would always bet on the Republican in the 5th District.
And then statewide, I kept expecting that Corey Stewart would either get an infusion of money or that there would be some issue that he would latch on to that would really get him a free airtime and would mobilize, you know, even the people who didn't support him in the Republican primary, that that would get them, you know, jacked up to be behind his campaign and you know, go out in front for him. And it just doesn't seem to have happened for him.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it's moving. I do think that that race will be a little bit closer than people think because of where you see the competitive House races in Virginia. They're all in historically Republican areas, which will drive up turnout there and may leave turnout a little bit lighter in the more historically Democratic areas. I worry that, you know, Democrats in the 3rd or 4th District, do they feel a reason to come vote?
They might settle.
Do they think this is not competitive?
Yeah, Corey Stewart just told us this morning that he has internal polls showing him within 5 points. I mean, it's still not comfortable at all if you think you might be able to pull off an upset. That seemed a little too far. If it was down to 3 points, then I would think you're within the margin of error.
When I say closer than expected, I'm thinking low double digits, high single digits.
Oh, wow.
Okay. I think that some people are expecting Tim Kaine to just blow this out of the water by 20 points, and I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah. Well, all right, we've recorded this. You know what? You and I will talk again probably on Wednesday or Thursday of next week when we actually know the results. I appreciate your insight. Ben Tribbett, the Democratic consultant who you know online, is not Larry Sabato. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.